As we think about teaching and education and learning, that we have a piece of scripture which is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. And I'm going to ask Robert if he will read that for us.
Yes, certainly. Then Jesus, armed with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and reports about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and all men sang his praises. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went to synagogue on the Sabbath day as he regularly did. He stood up to read the lesson and was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the scroll and found the passage which says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. He has sent me to announce good news to the poor, to proclaim release from prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to let the broken victims go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and all the eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. He began to speak. "Today," he said, "in your very hearing, this text has come true."
Thank you. And I think the importance of that reading for us as we think about education is in terms of setting free, and it's through education that people are free to make wise decisions and wise choices, having been given the information that is required. No, thank you, Robert.